Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 5, Episode 46.
The Unbreakable Shelby Triceratops. Boom. I actually don't know what her real last name is. I think it's Darnell.
Watkins? No, that's not right.
No, it's Huxtable. Now I'm getting more offensive.
Hello?
We're just talking about the Cosby Show.
Did you get to the part where Bill Cosby drugs his daughters and rapes them?
That is the next episode of Dino Charge. Thanks, spoiler alert.
Oh, damn.
That's why it has to go on hiatus.
It does. It's controversy.
That's actually what I'm going to do to Dawson. Drug him and rape him.
Awkward silence.
Nailed it.
I'm really good at awkward silences. I've been practicing for a long time. One-ups, Ryan?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we're recording.
I got my gold Mario amiibo in the mail.
Oh, that's cool. Fuck you.
Gold power.
I didn't get a gold Mario amiibo, so fuck you.
That's my life. I've been playing Pokemon Shuffle. And, watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sort of.
When I can. And between last week and this week, I watched all of Kimmy Schmidt. And that was fun. And now, for whatever reason, I'm rewatching Red vs. Blue because it popped up on my Netflix feed. And I think that's it.
Our lives are so exciting. Mine isn't really any more exciting. I started picking up Omega Ruby again, and I've actually been playing it like more seriously than I was. I think I'm ready to get my 7th badge. I feel like Kevin now talking about this, but I finally got more into it. And I really like that game a lot. I feel like it has a lot more to offer, like, content-wise than XY. Like, I liked XY a lot, but it seems so short after, like, the first stretch between Gyms 1 and 2 that took, like, 4 days. But the part, I think it's really funny, unless I'm completely, like, blanking it out. I don't remember the parts in Ruby and Sapphire or Emerald where a character's like, hey, want to just come with me to the city? And then they take your hand and whisk you away.
I know.
I did gyms 4 and 5 within 5 minutes of each other.
There's a lot of that in this game. Like, it'll be like, oh, you need to go to Mauville City. Let's go. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoosh, and you're there.
Like, and the first time it happened,
oh, okay,
it was super convenient, but then the second time I accidentally clicked yes, I'm like, wait, I have things to do, like, elsewhere, that I could still get there, but it would have been such more of a pain in the ass, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll just fight Norman. But I don't know why they did that, I guess to cut down on travel time until you get Fly, but other than that, it's been fun.
Someone wants to get raped.
That's related to Pokemon. And then I finally, for the second time now, have gotten back to trying to catch up on Arc 5 because I heard that 5D's characters are going to be making cameos in it.
Oh, yeah, so, I saw that.
I only have 20 episodes or something, so that's really not too bad. So I'm going to try to catch up on that in the next week or so. But that's really it. That's it's exciting. No awkward stories. Nothing's happened to me. It snowed today. Now we're just doing the weather. Weather.
Wizza.
Now over to the Crime Report with Kevin. Is Crime Report even a new segment?
That's just the news, bro.
Oh, damn it.
So, I've victoriously received my shift cars. That was fun.
Hooray!
I saw them boxed sitting on the front porch, and I, practically leaped out of my car and, ran to go get it.
Are you crying? I thought you were lost.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I also got my Smash Brothers soundtrack in the mail that same day, so that made me happy. Then I have successfully delayed paying AmiAmi by getting a back-ordered formula vinyl, because I apparently forgot to order type formula. And I was like, I have, like, literally no money to pay you, AmiAmi. And so that was fun.
You stalled them with, like, the simplest thing.
Right? Like, it worked just long enough that, like, now it gave me a whole other week to pay, so that's fine. Then, where did I get? I managed to pick up from HLJ Ufomaru, the Goten Shuriken, the Formula TK Trailer Ho.
And, man, this thing takes forever. Come on. Hurry up.
Shut up.
It's the tiny highway.
I broke my DS today.
Didn't you?
Too much Pokemon?
My original one. No, well, kind of. I had it open, and I was playing it, and I got out of my car. I dropped it in the street back, stuff out of my hand.
It's not as funny as when I skull bashed my Game Boy Color.
I put it on
top. I got so mad at Monster Rancher that I skull bashed the thing. I was like, Squirtle! I just skull bashed the fuck out of it. Shattered the screen in a fit of rage.
Like, I went to, and then I slipped out of my hand. It was on top of my DSi, and it slipped and fell, and, like, part of the hinge crack broke off. Like, it still works, but
you
the
broke
hinge
India.
Is broken. I broke India.
Forgot about that.
Michael.
I left it.
The phone was Michael.
I left it at my parents' house for someone with more skill with glue than I to try and fix it. See if it's possible to fix. And then I remembered this story earlier, is that the other day I was at work and somebody mentioned In-N-Out Burger. One of the guys at work mentioned In-N-Out Burger. Like, I don't know what context. Like, I was just outside. All of a sudden I heard him say In-N-Out Burger. And I kind of had that same reaction Brian just did.
And then he just threw up all over their face and walked away. It was like, epic.
And then he just kind of looked at me like, that food is fucking awful.
Vomit.
And I'm like, really? Like, yeah, dude, it's terrible. Like, your fries are all pissed on. The burgers are terrible.
Or they're shrapnel fries.
Like, I just completely, like, just went on, like, a anti-In-N-Out Burger rant. And she's just looking at me. I'm like, just don't even bother. It's not even worth it.
They're just casually like, talking about it. Kevin flips out. His hair's all crazy. He's turning red. Getting mad. He actually threw his DS at them, and that's how it broke. It's the real story.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even mention it to my face.
I got so angry. I got so angry I went Super Saiyan. Like, it was pretty bad. But yeah, I think that's it. We're at the end of season one now of Once Upon a Time. So that's fun.
Magic is coming.
Yeah, so is your mother.
Same difference. But,
I think that's about it. Now on to Brian with the nudes. Of himself.
Well, let's see. There is news this week, kind of.
That's pretty much the story of, like, the last month.
Let's start
motorcycles.
There's new Tamashi stuff, except there's nothing cool except Avengers.
Apparently there's a Mark 45 armor, which I didn't even know anything about.
Yeah, like, I don't keep up with the news for, like, Avengers, so I didn't know there was a 45.
Well, like, I knew there was writer stuff. Like, there was Dead Heat, and there was something else that I found semi-interesting.
Dead Heat, Trideron, X's bike, new Agito.
Oh, yeah, the new Agito. I was kind of interested,
like,
in that.
Heartroid Mude. Like, there was nothing, like, worthwhile.
Just Agito. No one else.
To me.
Although, the first, like, I don't know what to see. The first Agito figure, I'm looking at it right now, it's not that bad looking. I guess Kuga's wasn't either until you see it.
Yeah.
I think Kabuto's was the most glaring, like, how much better it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, Kabuto's, like, the first thing ever, so it's like, oh,
yeah.
Like, I'm spindly and weird.
Yeah, Kabuto's
his face
the first
is so
thing smushed. After the first and the next. but whatever.
Times were strange.
Yeah. So on to figures I actually care about, the Avengers.
They're all retail, which is pretty amazing.
Which is awesome. Hulk is expensive as balls.
Yeah.
But I mean,
his balls are really expensive.
I mean, so Ami discount will knock it down to like 7,000 something, so it's not too bad.
It's a little better. But yeah, so it's, I guess the Hulkbuster is the Mark 44, so this is the Mark 45.
Yep.
Whatever the fuck that's worth. And they're all in different months.
I'm waiting for the Mark Brandana quits. That's the best Iron Man armor. It makes you so boring, the villains walk away.
Cap and Hulk are in July, and Thor is September. Mark 45 is August. And then Luke Skywalker, episode 6, comes out in August, along with a burned Anakin head for your Darth Vader figure, apparently.
I want the burnt genitals, though.
His genitals are burned off on
Mustafa.
Classic.
So that was all there. That was really boring.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the new Agito, though, just because I like the cool figures. Those are fun.
I love Agito, too. So.
It's a really pretty thing. Like, but of course, I'm just also partial to Agito, because Agito is awesome. Shoichi-kun is Shoichi-kun.
Truth.
Where's our renewal Kiva? That never happened. It's just a renewal of a Sochaku Henshin figure, which was essentially like the prototype for figure arts, except they were super heavy. They had like metal jackets. That's where the name.
I remember I have Guru form, and like you just had the entire upper portion is all like diecast.
Yeah.
So he's like sitting there, and he just kind of falls over and goes clunk.
Pretty much. They have a full metal jacket. Oh.
That's where the term came from, actually. Most people don't know.
The movie's all about Sochaku Henshin figures.
It is. How did you not know that?
How does Adam Baldwin figure in?
Adam Baldwin is a Sochaku Henshin.
Okay.
Like, if you take the armor off, it's just a really small guy. It's like Volcanus from Ben 10.
Oh, I totally forgot a thing that happened the other day. I was at home. It was just me and Kaylee and the child, this baby. And
Cordy 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. And we watched our regular shows, and then I was like, I need something to put on. So we put on the Esquire Network. I've never even heard of the Esquire Network. I felt like I should have Esquire after my name in order to watch the network.
James McGill Esquire.
But Kaylee and I sat and watched 2 hours of Parks and Rec. That was fun. Kaylee's just looking at me like, what's happening? I'm like, I don't know.
That was the network that replaced G4, but also it didn't.
Like,
true story.
Like, I've never heard of like Esquire. What the fuck is this?
They show Parks and Rec and Psych and then other things that aren't Parks and Rec and Psych that I don't care about.
I sat there for 2 hours. And then I blew her mind because they had an episode with Kristen Bell, and I was like, see that lady right there? She's like, yeah. I'm like, that's Anna. She's like, what? I'm like, you know, Princess Anna of Arendelle. She's like, yeah. I'm like, that's her. She freaked out.
It's Veronica Mars.
She's like, didn't know what to do.
So bikes. So on
bikes.
Bikes. Speaking of Veronica Mars and Anna, bikes. They're both a fan of them on Facebook, so it all ties together.
So, remember when we were sitting here going, it is nuts that they haven't done any Legend Rider shift cars. I mean, what kind of weird is this? We are so lucky and fortunate to live in this day. Well, they decided
that day is
to
over.
Make Signal Legend bikes, which I guess makes sense because they're bikes. I was really looking forward to shift cars that were like designed after the helmets or some weird ass shit like that, but
I actually was not looking forward to that because that would have just been stupid.
It would have, and I wouldn't have needed them. But these are actually kind of neat.
Like, yeah, these are actually
a problem.
These are actually a really good idea. Like, they even got Hibiki's bike.
Ryuki kind of got the chip.
Hibiki and Kiva's bikes were just bikes. Like, they just bought them down at the dealership and rode them.
We got Ichigo's bike, and then see what happens is there's a whole set of like all the bikes plus the rider on from RX, and if you buy the whole set you get the Tricyclone as a shift car. That's the only way to get that. But then you can get three separate sets. The first set has Ichigo's bike and then Kuka Agito Ryugi Fi's blade. Set two has the Rider on plus Hibiki Kabuto, Denno, Kiva, and Decayed. And then the last set is Double O's Forze, Wizard Gaim. So
What? I hate that I want this. Like, it is really like, I don't even really care so much, but like, I just think it would look cool on a display to have all of the riders' bikes in little signal bike format.
Yeah, and I like that the they incorporated it at the back tire as the logo. I would love to see, obviously how it worked. I would love to see the sounds they make in the driver.
I know there's a video somewhere of a couple of them.
They hacked it
with their Supreme Felicity Intersect. Wow.
Intersex, actually. Felicity is the intersex. Remember she had sex with Shaw and then he flashed and he made the Adam suit. True story. That's like the best way to upload an intersect ever. Through the glasses.
I want to have intersex with Felicity.
I don't remember if they play like a transformation sound or if I know it's like it says Tire Coke on it's like drive and then blade or whatever, but I don't remember if it plays like the old belts transformation sounds or not, like the Deca driver or Forze driver and stuff did. I'd have to go double check. I don't remember, but they look cool, and I guess that's what counts, so that's a thing. I guess it's easier to do it like this instead of cramming them in candy toy sets and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably works out being cheaper, too. But the best news
I've
gotten
this
week is that Dawson hurt himself.
That is really good news, actually. I'm so excited about that.
Is that the little flyer that said coming soon and all of the DECA drivers that pointed to a release of the DN driver were absolutely correct, and it is coming in October, and it is nice, and I want it very bad.
I don't know, man. Brian, you should have saved this for the end of the news. It would have been better. It would have been a perfect way to end it. But yeah, I'll probably get that. I regret not getting the DK driver, and there was never really a proper DN driver. So I'm
everything Dawson just said, I second it all. I just don't want to repeat it all. So
this sounds exhausting. Just copy paste that shit.
For $17,280 before fees, which is pricey, but you get the gun, which is actually a pretty decent size. I'd never owned it, but it.
I did.
Isn't it about the same size as the Gebu revolver, give or take?
Yeah, it's actually a really good sized toy. Like it, The original DN driver was fantastic. It looks great. It's a good size. The only problem was that the sounds were terrible. Like, they couldn't afford to put a correct card reader in it.
It's not even the fact that it didn't have a card reader. It's like it doesn't even say DN.
It doesn't. It cycles the same four sounds or whatever it is. Like it's terrible in that regard. It just cycles. Because
they could have done it without a reader and still made it a little bit more accurate.
It's like come and ride, nothing.
And then it doesn't just say ride. Like at one point it just says ride. Oh, it never even says it by itself. They never just ride. You have to come and ride. You got to put a mask on first. Is how riding works.
You don't even uncommon ride.
You're the defenders of Ventara, for God's sake.
So you get that, the entire like DECA driver's base. So you get the buckle, the belt straps, a card holder. And then obviously the piece of plastic that fits in the middle because it's like, oh, it's a DN belt. Hooray. Kind of there to just fluff the price tag so they can get more monies. But it makes you think that they might make a DN K-Touch, which is probably
love
pretty
that.
Cool.
I would love I want that a lot.
No idea how many cards are going to come with it, but we'll get more information.
But it almost looks like it teases that you have all of DN's cards because you see in the background, you see all of his little riders.
Yeah, DN Complete, G3, G4, Oja, Scissors, Guy, Raya, Ryuga, Fum, them, whatever.
Thumb?
Thumb. Combat Troopers, thumb. Kaiza, Delta, Orga, Saiga, Glaive, Ibuki, Todoroki, Zanki, Kabuki, the three Kabuto movie riders, Drake, the sword, that punch hopper, I think, Ixa, Ray, Saga, Arc, Skull, another DN. He's in there twice for whatever reason. and then his attack ride cards, and then a final attack ride card. So I would imagine those are at least coming with it, otherwise they wouldn't be there. But I'm hoping there's either a second rider card set or some extras in there, because we know the Deca Driver makes double O's for as a wizard and drive sounds.
Yeah.
So I really want those to get released sooner rather than later. We still don't have a Rekidai Zanto card either, and I want one of those. So
I would love it if in addition to those, if they gave you like Axel and Birth and...
Yeah. Like, I have no idea if those sounds are in the Deca Driver or if they will be in the DN Driver, but I really want them to exist too. Like, just give me a card for everything. All the form rides, all the common rides, just give me fucking all of them. I want a set now. Like, now it's so close to being complete that I want all of it.
I want them to do Gaim cards, but then the driver says Armored Rider instead. Armored Rider.
That would be really cool, actually. This is really cool. I was really looking forward to this announcement because I never owned the original toy, and the original toy sucked. So I'm really glad they decided to do this, so I can't wait to see more.
I own the original toy, and it made me so sad because I loved it so much, and I loved D-End. Like, I don't know why, I just really like D-End and his air conditioner chest.
Well, yeah, because it keeps you cool.
Just stand in front of him.
Air conditioning is important.
It is.
So on a completely unrelated note, Brian, do you have a Meteor Driver?
Yes.
Do you ever have, like, a problem with it working properly? Like, where you slide it and you hit, if you hit the little thing and it just goes bong instead of, like, instead of going slowly so that the ball spins, it just goes bong and the ball just sits there like, nope.
I can't say that's happened to me, no.
Because that happened the other day, like,
and she's bong.
That same day when we watched the Parks and Rec thing, I was sitting there and I instructed Kaylee because I wanted to put batteries in some of my belts that didn't have them. I said, Kaylee, go in the room and get, go get Kiva, Dark Kiva, and Meteor's belt. So, and then after a few tries, she finally brought me the right thing because I wanted to leave it up to her to figure out which ones they were.
First, she comes out with just a regular belt. No, just for pants.
She just bring them to me like, nope, that's Orga. No, that's Ryuki. So she finally brought the right ones. And then
Kevin started yelling at her like Deadshot. Use your words. You want me to pull this gun out? Got a gun. Meteor Driver.
Pulls out
Meteor Driver. It started to get a little frustrating after a while.
Driver instead of a gun. That's pretty good.
At one point, I was just like,
husband,
come on.
He has a DN Driver.
At one point, I was just like, come on, you're not a noob. You can handle this. And so I got the Meteor Driver. I put batteries in it, and of course, lights like made her happy. Because she's, like, you know, a child. And then she wanted to do it, and she did it, and she clicked it all the way and then hit the thing, and it went bong. And I'm like, what the fuck did you do to it?
I think it was her fault, to be honest. I think we should blame her for the rest of her life. Like, even bring it up, like, when she's 18 and be like, look, I'll never forgive you for bong.
I did this already.
Hashtag bong.
I did that. So I did it, and I left it alone for a while, and I came back, and then I did it, and it worked. Like, properly. I was like, what the fuck? I did it again. Bong. I'm like, what? What is wrong with this thing?
It's haunted.
Like, I didn't know if maybe this was a recurring thing that happened to other people or just me. See, it's supposed to do that, but instead it went...
I'm not hearing a bong. Bong. Did you hear it?
Like, mine's working.
Like, well, hold on. I'll show you. Let me go grab it.
I don't have one.
Like, you were missing out because it's a disco ball of love. All right, let's see. Yeah, like,
windy there.
Like, watch. Okay, look, here we go.
Ready? The other one?
Not worked.
Ha.
See?
Is that a bong? I wouldn't even remember. Is that a bong noise?
See? Now it doesn't work.
Bong?
I don't know. Your meteor driver's broken, bro.
See?
You need to ask yourself, do any other podcast launch an investigation into the meteor driver mid-podcast?
Like, I don't know what to do. Like, because I just think the spring isn't catching or something. Somebody should just open it and try and fix it.
Probably. That's your best bet.
I mean, I'm not Zeren Zephyr, who just opens his toys and takes them apart. Like, look, watch how this fucking shit works.
I tried to do that with my Gokai gun, and I fucked it up. Like, no, that was after I broke it. I tried to fix it, but then, like, I messed up the trigger, so it doesn't work right. So don't do it. I mean, to the Gokai gun. R.I.P. Gokai gun.
The gun that lasted 24 hours.
It was ridiculous.
Wave gun around, hits fan.
This is what I get for being a child. Like, I'm a pirate.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Kaylee put the meteor driver into the fan.
That's exactly what happened.
The fan broke my meteor driver.
Well, that was fun. But that's it for the news, I think. We will be having a wonderful hiatus discussion during Dino Charge when we get there. But
discussion and yelling.
Yes, that too.
I'll yell at you.
About how I was right about what this week's episode was about.
To be fair, you say everything's going to be about vaginas. You're bound to be right eventually. It was either vagina or penises, so it's like Russian roulette with genitals.
I want to play Russian roulette with genitals.
So now it's time for
Russian Roulette with Genitals. Oh, sorry. New segment.
That is not a new segment. Superhero time. Ninja. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines. Start your
engines. That's Kazooie. Damn it. Wait, that was Yoshi. Wait. Okay, glad we got that. No, meow. Thanks, meow meow beans. I'm the only one that gets that. Damn it.
So I liked the UFO. That was fun. No, so is this the requisite trope of like that we befriend this monster and it's a good monster, but it turns out it's a bad monster episode?
I kind of hope it is, so we don't have to do it again.
Right?
Like, oh, good, get that shit out of the way.
Because I always hate that episode.
I wish that episode and the wedding episode could be combined into one. And the body swap episode, all at the same time.
While set in the Edo period.
There you go. We nailed all four tropes at the same time.
Like, all four, I just need to stop. But, I mean, I didn't mind this one too much. I like seeing all the crazy shit that Goten Shuriken can do.
They can do everything, like...
Like, it's broken. Like, it really is.
They kind of just let it do whatever it wants. Like, this technique will turn it into a kite that we can fly on. Perpetually.
The Goten Shuriken is the card that a Yu-Gi-Oh! Protagonist pulls out when he needs to win a duel. Just like...
This water technique will let me ride it like a broomstick, which doesn't seem like the wisest idea when it's a sword. But you know what?
I liked watching him, Takaharu, use the Pound My Maru shuriken to swat him like a fly. It didn't really make a whole lot of sense, but... And then I'm like, your hand is really large. How'd you miss, like, four times?
He's not the brightest.
Like, it's not like the monster, like, zigzagged. He ran in a straight line.
Taco Hire is not the brightest. In fact, he's actually quite stupid. That's our red stereotype as of now, so...
He even said, we're going to get wild. I'm like, that's Tyler's line. He totally stole that from Dino Charge.
It's about to get... No, it's not. Thief. Speaking of the end.
But I thought it was really funny when they're like, oh, sweet. The ceiling shuriken transformed. Cool. Our mentality went up. So let's use this. Summon. Dalija, spin. Guys? Nothing happened.
Son of a bitch. Just like, let's just do it the right way. All of a sudden, it just eventually appears.
They fly up into space and go fight on the moon. Like, UFO?
UFO?
I'm like, what? UFO? I'm like, oh, okay.
My fucking grandma's like, I used UFO Maru to make all the other Marus.
Grandpa's like, I'm a badass, and then Dad's like, oh, you.
Why are you such a horrible father?
Shit was fantastic.
Didn't give me any cool shit.
Like, that's not my favorite part of the episode. But then I did like, and I kind of almost feel like they were talking to the audience at that point, because, at least that's the way I interpreted it, because he says, don't you think this is, you know, a little easy for them? Like, they've already got two helpers, you know, all these power-ups and abilities, and he's like, well, this was just to get them started. Now the real work begins. It's not going to come so easy anymore. This shit's going to get difficult for them. To like, okay, look, they're not going to get any more power-ups right away. This is just to get the toy line started, where, like, they got to work for the rest of their shit from now on for the rest of the show. It's not going to be every other episode, new Otomon in.
Got to work for your shit.
You got to work, yeah. Like, we don't just give out these things. We're not Gosei. Let's find you a new card under the console. Look, here you go. Tensu, send this to the Rangers. Okay.
What episode is this? 5?
Yeah.
So we should be getting Star Ninja on, what, 8? 8 or 9?
Something like an obscene.
6 would be the first week of April. 6, 7, 8. Probably around 9. Yeah.
I would hope he'd be a couple episodes later, because isn't stuff in May?
The bowl thing is the robot's the end of April.
Yeah,
all the rest of his stuff is May, so I assume the robot will come out at the end of April, and then all of his gear will come out the first week of May.
Yeah, like, I'm hoping he comes in around 10 or so, but that's still extra early. Normally they come in at about 16, 17.
Yeah, everyone's assuming more ninjas, so we'll see. We got helpers with no extra ninjas yet, so...
I would like more ninjas, personally, just because, like, I like having more suits and more characters, but also, based on the way they're doing this, with him being there early, it seems like it would be too little. Like, there's too much empty space. You know, because he's going to come in with some kind of a story arc. They always do. And that's not going to take up 20 episodes. It's probably going to take up, like, 6.
Yeah, if that.
Right, like, if that. So they're going to need something to go beyond that. There'll probably be a power-up and at least one more ninja, I'm assuming. And that'll be, like, 2 arcs worth of stuff. And that'll probably take you through the summer. Like, through the fall by the time you're done.
Yeah, we'll at least know if there's another one by the time the next toy catalog's hit, which should be in, what, 2 months or something like that? So.
Yeah, because I figure Star Ninja, his storyline will hit, go from May through May and probably, you know, maybe the beginning of June, and then maybe they get a power-up or maybe another one pops in at that point, and then that'll cover, like, the rest of June, July, and then into August.
and then the other storyline, because whichever one doesn't come first will probably be second, and that'll be like July, August, beginning of September. At that point, they start winding down. They start heading towards the final battle.
Then a new show will come and hopefully be awesome.
I mean, I don't find this show bad. I don't find it awesome, but
it's running a pretty even middle ground right now. Like, I'm not really enthralled, but I'm not particularly bored. I think there's just enough going on visually to keep me occupied.
Like, I enjoy watching this show more than I enjoyed watching Tokuger.
Tokuger didn't really have that visual appeal to me.
Right, like, see, I don't know if it's just that, oh, ninjas. And so I just am naturally more attracted to it than I am trains. Or if it really is, like, the show itself just being better. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. But, because, like, I like, all of a sudden Takahara walks up to, like, a little newspaper thing and starts talking to it, like, all right, your shift's over, and it's like it's pink. it's so stupid, it's funny. Like, to me, it's like when they'd walk up to like a random pink object and it's Hoka. Like, it's just, it's so dumb. It's funny.
Fucking Hoka. I liked Kasumi a lot in this episode. Like, she's probably my favorite of the bunch, just because she's the last. The least annoying to me, and I like how she knew exactly what was going on, like, from the very beginning, and just didn't say anything. She's like, no one asked. I just decided to go do it. After we had this episode that was talking about how we need to work as a team, I just decided to go do it.
Like,
it's cool. I got a remote.
Yeah, I found that funny. I mean, like, and Takaharu kind of did the same thing, because he just pulled out his Goten shuriken and was like, wood power, and just went up and started shooting things. I was like, so, teamwork, right? Well, I'm going to go do this. You guys just stay here, do stuff.
But I'll go do this. You stay here and wonder what I'm doing.
I mean,
it'll be great.
I didn't find Blue all that annoying in this episode either.
He only said too easy like once, so.
Yeah, but he really didn't do a whole lot. Like, really, Yellow and White didn't do a whole lot either. Just kind of took turns watching the other guy.
The only thing Blue did is assume that Pink was stressed.
Yeah. Like, when this show has a focus on somebody, that they really do just only focus on that person. The other people are just kind of there to hit people in the fight sequences. Like, oh, okay. Like, it's time to fight now. Here, I'm back.
I like when Takaharu left. What's his name in the show? Gabi? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention that, too.
He fucking left him there.
And he left Kenji. He's like, hey, Kenji, look, I gotta go do this. I'm gonna come back. You just wait here. And then he just left him, and the guy's like, he's late. He's not back yet. He's just gonna wait. He's just gonna sit there and fucking wait. Like, I thought that was hilarious. Like, I'd love to see you. The next episode starts, he's still there. Like,
he's pretty interesting because he's got, like, Juzo's desire to battle, but he's not serious at all. So. He's just, like, very dedicated.
But it's one of those things that it's so stupid to me. It would be hilarious. Like, it's dumb that the guy would just be sitting there for like a week. But at the same time, it just becomes hilarious that he's that stupid.
I really hope he's still there the next episode. Like, he's there throughout the entire drive team up. Like, he's not even in it because he's sitting in the middle of the road waiting.
Like, I forgot that was next week. That's what upsets me, too. Because based on, like, how, like, drive ended, which we're going to get to in a minute, like, it makes me sad, like, the next episode is, like, the team-up. But, I don't know, we'll see. I do kind of want more than Ninja. Like, I enjoy watching it. It's not my favorite thing. Like, I definitely enjoy, like, Dino Charge better than the Ninja, but, like, I like watching it. And that makes me happy that I like watching the Sentai, at least, and it's enjoyable. I really enjoy their mecha. I don't know why. But just seeing, like, the Drago...
I think it's just because it's so weird.
Like, Shurikenshin is just so fun to me.
I didn't realize this when they did Poundmaru, but there's a port on the back of Shurikenshin, and when you put Shinobi Maru on that arm, you're left with the dump Maru arm, and it can plug back there on his back.
Uh-huh.
I said back a lot in that sentence. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's storage. And then the suit in the show actually has the arm hanging off the back.
Really?
It does.
I didn't even notice that when I was watching this.
It's less noticeable than it is on the toy, because the toy has the arm stuck in that weird angled position. So it's just kind of like hanging off there like a weird handle. It's a little bit more streamlined in the show, but I saw it just kind of like hanging out back there. I'm like, oh, that's legit. Okay.
Well, that's cool. I wonder why they do that. Like, why when they like use Poundmaru or Ufomaru, like, because that auxiliary's humanoid form is replacing Shinobi Maru in the seat, why they don't just remove Shinobi Maru completely from the equation?
Because I assume because it's Red's.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only real explanation. Like, because to me, it would just kind of make more sense to, like, almost like replacing a figure sitting in your toy car. Take one out, put one in. Like,
no, I mean, I completely agree. I think it would look better, too, as the dump Maru arm.
But, you know, like, taking out, in your Trideron, taking out Type Speed and putting in Type Wild. Like, it's just take one out, put one in. It seems like that's kind of the way it should be, instead of taking the middle guy out, replacing him as one of the arms, and then putting a new guy in the middle. That's the only thing that seems a little weird about the combinations for me.
I completely agree. I mean, it's a
weird choice. That we saw Shurikenshin Drago again this week.
Yeah. I was kind of worried they might not use him a whole lot, but hopefully they
do. I'm hoping that,
been used twice in 5 episodes, so that's a pretty decent ratio.
I'd like to see him used a few times, just because I think it's neat that they can do that and switch blue into the middle, and so I'm hoping it's just not like, you know, a one-off thing, like, oh, we'll use it, you know, a couple of times and then kind of forget it exists because we're using other things, or, you know,
explained why blue could go in the middle and no one else can.
Because he took charge and said, fuck you.
Because he has magic.
Pretty much.
Hogwarts wizardry. Let him be in the middle.
Yeah. Because they needed him to fly and he's a dragon, so. He took over.
It makes sense.
There is no real explanation. They just kind of said, let's do this. There's a
simple explanation for that.
Yeah. It's why? Because they made Shinobi Maru able to turn into an arm. The others can't turn into an arm, and he can't turn into a leg.
Like, I feel like that's the sole reason Shinobi Maru can turn into an arm. It's because Drago Maru has to sit in the middle, and they're like, oh, fuck, you don't got another arm. We'll make the red one turn into an arm. It'll be clunky and look kind of stupid, but...
And the reason that the other ones can't is because there's no other way to make legs. Like,
we can't turn these into humanoid robots, so they're just kind of out of luck. Wanmaru might be able to fit in the middle if you just kind of sit him there.
That'd be adorable.
I can confirm you cannot put Bunmaru in the middle. It's too big.
Something tells me you attempted this.
Perhaps. There's also nothing to associate Dump Maru with because he is the middle.
Yeah.
Plus, I just spent too much engineering.
Yeah, we all know engineering just kind of sucks.
Correct.
Let's see. I don't think anything else worthwhile happened. Red, like, went off to help the monsters distribute balloons. Like, they... Like,
where'd you go? Like,
he's like, this is a lot more fun when you help. They're like, what? It's like, yeah, he gave me some balloons. I started helping hand them out. Where is he now? You know, that's a very good question. Where is that monster?
Where did that sucker go?
Like, seriously, dude, you weren't watching him? Well, I was handing out balloons, and I couldn't do that and watch him at the same time.
And the balloons just seemed like a higher priority to me.
Like, you are just the worst.
Something about smiles.
Like, he's such a special child. Like,
So I think it's time for that other thing. Yep. The thing that goes vroom vroom in the night.
Drive time?
Yeah.
So, this episode was incredible. I mean, I couldn't even believe when Formula was running alongside himself, and at the end of the episode, he went back to the beginning, and the lady still needed a cab. A whole country away still needed the damn cab. No, but that honestly reminded me of that, because he's just running fast, and, you know, running. Anyone runs, I'm like, Flash reference. I'm like, dude, I'm just running. Well, it was a reference.
Every time Dawson watches Winter Soldier now, he just thinks... He's
on your left.
Running around the pool.
On your left, caught up with the missile. He's like, on your left, catch.
Barry's running alongside himself. On your left, me. But for real, though, this episode held up to Drive's standard of being okay. I thought there was some interesting stuff with Mach, just because it is kind of funny to think about, like, from an outside perspective, like from a franchise perspective, you know, Drive is the title character. He's like the main dude. He gets all the toys, mainly. But within the show, Mox is supposedly the most advanced suit. So it is kind of funny that Drive gets all the focus on his upgrades, whereas Mach should be getting just as much attention. So I think that's kind of funny to address that. Like, he's like, man, he's working on stuff for Drive a grin. Classic. That is kind of funny. They did have like a bunch of upgrades for Drive, and they just forgot him in the closet. Like, that's how Type Tridron's gonna happen. Like, oh crap! You're not gonna believe this, but I left another thing back there. Can you believe it? But yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to think about it, because in show, Mach is the most advanced of all of them, and it should be the most powerful, but. He just gets dead heat. He just gets the crimson chin, and that's it.
Like, I thought it was crazy that, like, he got all pissy because he didn't kill Chase. Like, he's like, oh, I didn't get to beat him. I wanted to beat him.
Bitch, he's been following Drive around forever. He deserved it.
Like, you're just stupid. Go away. Like, that was just so annoying to me. Like, but, and then you just see Kiriko's got him with Mad Doctor and trying to heal him.
I want to save you. Grey's Anatomy spinoff. I love when she comes back and she's like, "How's he doing, Doctor?" I'm like, "You're talking to a Hot Wheel on the nightstand. You just asked how he's doing. This is happening right now. That's no McDreamy, sir. My God, it's Dr. Sexy.
My God. It's Dr. Sexy.
It's like the perfect example of how I'd react if I ever met McDreamy. No lie. That's what would happen. I would just be Dean in that episode.
And also would have a massive erection.
But we're getting away from the point. Which what was is the point? Dean. No. Should be Dean with us. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting with Mach. The whole case of the week was pretty quick. I mean... You know, it was just a bomber with really fast bomb darts. And it's pretty much solved now. Mach's driver is all messed up. I think what's going to happen is when we get back to normal, like, he's going to ask Sons of Anarchy, Cockmeat Sandwich Guy, to send him a new Mach driver. But then he's going to send it to, what's his face, Chase, and be like, this guy's got a really cool bike, so I'm going to send him a new driver. I'll get yours in like a month. And then, like, Go will just pout even more. That's what's going to happen.
Go join the bad guys.
He's gonna go away.
I like how the Drive got the Formula team of cars, and they like did like a pit stop on him. that was funny to me. And then like he had to refuel by using the Mantench car, and but then, like, their abilities were kind of fun. Like, I like the Jackie, like, just Robinson. Popping the monster, like, with the little jack across the...
Face?
Words. Like, that was fun. And then Spanner just kind of spins blades on his arm and he stabs you. But that was the thing. And then
hey, kids, you want this for your TK figure? PremiumBandai.com.
They should have put a little web address
about
on there.
That. That brings us to our next
point. We should bring that up again. I didn't even mean to do that. Damn it.
I was going to, just simply to see if Brian would rant about it again.
This is like the vinyls from HLJ, but like in modern times. As opposed to those prehistoric times when we talked about the vinyls from HLJ.
So the other day I bought these vinyls from HLJ, and...
It's like a super old callback. Kiefer's evil twin brother, who's trying to outbeat him at video games. Though, Kiefer would probably be able to tell you what episode number that happened.
I still need to get an Iron Patriot figure.
That's Kiefer always reminds me of the Iron Patriot. I'm like, Kiefer's an Iron Patriot of the RR podcast. Iron Patriot. Because three R's. Get it? It's like Goering. Anyway, this episode.
Trito Batariato.
I feel like I had more to say than I am saying, but I did like the stuff they're doing with Mach. I think it'll be interesting. And I'm interested to see Chase become a writer.
I like how Chief is on vacation again.
The actor is really hard to get a hold of.
That pleased
a bunch of other
me
shows.
Greatly. And then I really enjoyed that the entire crew was out today. And Kiriko comes in and she's like, I'm late. And they're like making fun of her. And I like how they're sitting around like, hey, well, where's Mad Doctor? That this would be really good to have him right now. I'm like, you know, I haven't seen him. Hey, Kiriko, have you seen Mad Doctor? No.
No one sees the wizard.
Let me go look for him.
Nora kidnapped him with the chicken Maurice. You better go get that.
Get it!
I miss Katie. This is a really important point, but I don't remember the chick's name that makes the stuff, but...
Rita?
Did anybody... Yeah, Rita. Whatever you said. Whatever, I heard something like that. Rita. Like, did anybody notice on her desk she has a large tub of multicolored marshmallows? No?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, you should. I mean, you're not scanning every scene you watch on TV for marshmallows?
I don't eat marshmallows.
Excuse me. Didn't know you hated Joy.
I do. I prefer Jenny.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens regarding Go. Like,
Spooge.
Is he just gonna leave? I wouldn't mind if he just leaves. Honestly.
And we did get to see Dead Heat use the signal cocons.
Yeah, he don't get to keep the signal.
Oh, that was exciting! Can you believe it? He changed the sticker when he was in that form. I was like, whoa!
He changed the sticker briefly.
I think it would have
changed it fully.
Would have been interesting, or would be interesting in another show if we had a secondary writer come in a similar way of Go of being like the like next model of writer suit, and have them have all the same forms but look different. And I'm not talking like a dumbass Dead Heat, you know, let's spin this guy around and transform him. But I think that would be interesting if Mach had like a technique in a while. I don't know, it would have been kind of a neat idea. Maybe not necessarily for this one now, but something to do later. I was just thinking about that when I was thinking about the fact that Mach's not getting any upgrades, about how that would be kind of a neat concept, and you get two figures out of one, like, shift car, whatever the hell the gimmick is. I don't know. I'll just bounce around ideas in my head.
No, I agree. I think that'd be neat. Like, I think I said this in the TK review for Dead Heat. Like, it's a step in the right direction, but the execution just was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I get what they were doing, and I appreciate two riders having, like, the same form. I think it kind of unites them a little bit, but in this case, it united them in a really weird way that I didn't like.
I think they should have done it instead of having like thinking in mind this figure where they kind of shifted around, just make a Dead Heat form for each of them individually. I think that would have been neat.
Mm-hmm.
Dead neat. That would have been dead neat. but instead of
dead
like, yeah, it's just too weird. I think that Mach gets the worst of it. Because if I were to see a picture of Drive Dead Heat,
I could totally believe that had nothing to do with Mach for a second, but, like, Mach's is so obvious that he's got to drive his head on his chin. It's just, like, it's too obvious.
Dead Heat Mach is a terrible design to me. Like, I'm okay with Drive's Dead Heat, but Dead Heat Mach just upsets me greatly.
Like, the only thing I don't like about Drive Dead Heat is the fact that he's got Mach's face on the back of his head.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they had some good ideas, but they just didn't do it right.
It's like, they designed it, and they're like, well, we're going to make the toy transformable, and they're like, well, okay. We'll make the head like a visor, Mach will be in the back, and then the whole head will just go and flip forward when it's Mach, and
it'll go.
It'll make noises. Make fappy noises. But the whole you know concept that results seems in a like... spoiler on his chin, right? Well,
thanks, spoiler alert. The whole thing seems like something that we would do here for like a fun non-show figure. But they did it in real life. It was never supposed to be animated.
Y'all did this IRL.
What about TRL? Carson Daly? No?
No, right. I get this it. This is not MTV. This is MTV 2.
MTP.
25.
This is MT, no.
N3P. C3PO. First N3P mentioned in 3 months. Maybe. I don't know time.
What's a time?
What's a game? I don't know. I miss it, though. This time last year, we had, like, a crazy cliffhanger.
It's funny, because this show's, like, so much to, like, look forward to, but you're just not excited for it.
Yeah, it's very okay. That's pretty much where it is. Like,
it's aggressively mediocre.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, it's not... You know, it's got me, like, just enough. Like, it's got the minimum requirements of having me.
I want to have you.
No.
Well, then why do they get to have you and I can't?
I don't know. Potato.
I don't know. Like,
there's no what to say, so I just said potato. Pip, pip, da, doodly doo. Mind your keepers. Speaking of... Great segue.
I want to keep you.
Because now it's time for Downtrodden Discussions with Juki.
You run around, I run... Oh, crap, wrong Digimon song. But we're going to run around. We're going to do it. Best song of all time.
Hardcore parkour.
It is a great song.
That's the song that Barry listens to on his iPod whenever he's going anywhere. run, Barry. Sorry. Anyway... So in this episode, the Flash showed up, and he was like, hey, Dino Charge people. That's not true. I lied.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it is not. Fandom rant will happen later.
Probably multiple ones, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So in this episode, they're trying to find, like, the other Energems. And they're like, oh, God, we're digging and shit. And... So Shelby comes up with this brilliant idea to triangulate the measurements of energy and fossils.
Triangulate these rulers and we'll find it.
But anyway, so that all happens, and it was a good episode. Like, I was at a Pokemon tournament at the time that this was airing, and so all I'm getting off of Twitter is that it's like, girl power, oh my god. And,
to be fair, that's what happens when girls are on. Just kidding.
And, like, I didn't want to like this episode just because everyone was flipping out about it. They're like, oh, this is so good, the girls and shovels and yay.
And, well, shovels, obviously.
And so I didn't really hashtag want mystery, to like man. The episode because no one would shut up about it. But it was a good episode.
Like, it was. I think it was one of those cases where you'd enjoy it. It's affected by how you see other people's reactions, because they did blow things out of proportion. Like, I was technically here, like, I was watching live reactions, and Buffy was on, so I recorded it and watched it right afterwards. But, like, people were, like, flipping out over it, and it was a really good episode, probably one of the stronger ones, but I think it's one of those cases where people are making a big deal about something that shouldn't be made a big deal about. Like, they go on and on about how the girls should get more focus, but then that should be a normal thing instead of being, like... vaginas! That's Kevin. I'm sorry. That was Kevin.
I do like vaginas.
You did call it, by the way.
Yes, he totally did. But I liked the episode. I liked Shani being like, walk off. And she got in her face and she's like, listen, girl, I'm about to call Tyrese to beat your ass. And she turned like full black.
And then Tyrese died.
She revealed her real name is Shelnice, so I'm so sorry.
I did like when she was just like, look, you've been all up in my business, you know, ever since we got started with this bitch, and that just needs to stop. Like, you needs to back the fuck off. Like, she just went full-on ghetto hoe on her.
And Shelby's like, I already thought of everything. You have no guy ideas. And she's like, what if we just put all these rulers together, like I said earlier? Like, holy crap, if you make a triangle out of these rulers and then trace it, there's a triangle on this paper, and that's where Ankidan is. Holy crap. And then we can make this E thing that you can do games with your Game Boy on. Holy crap, we got made an e-reader, guys. This is going to be so big.
Like, I didn't know it was that easy to just make dino chargers.
You just cloned dinosaur bones.
All he had to do was take the energy signal of the Aqua Energem and then fusion dance all of the chargers together, and they made a new charger.
And then don't forget scraping the bone marrow off of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What I think is funny is that preview clip came up, and people are like, oh my god, they're pulling a Super Mega Force! No explanations! Ah! And they were like throwing up and like committing suicide. And within like the first 5 minutes, they have like a really in-depth explanation of why it happened. And everyone flips out over that. Why? I want to know why the hell a Dino Charger just all of a sudden makes Ranger powers. That's what I want to know. No one's answering it. Like, why do you pick up a pipe and it becomes a sword? What is this, Kuga rules? Like, what? That's what I want to know.
The Energem knows how to save you, or whatever.
Like, when you pick up the Energem, does it just make a Zord? I don't understand. Or is it the dinosaurs that survived?
It can't be, because they're fossils.
Exactly.
The Energem.
It's their spirits. So what we do is we got to burn the dinosaurs' bones, and then the Zord will disintegrate like a ghost. I don't know. It's like, that's the part I'm confused about, but... It's really dumb that people, like, flipped out over that. That it happened a couple times with preview clips. There's, like, very little context to them, and then people will flip out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of assumed that they would have done something by, like, using the other Energem's energy to make it. But I just think it was funny that they went ahead and explained it, like, right after everyone freaked out. But I hope we do get some sort of explanation later of, like, the larger thing about the powers. Because that's, like, a big thing. It's not even a small thing. Literally, the Zords are big.
No, I agree. I'm sure there will be. I mean, the show's going to amount to 40 episodes over the course of 2 seasons. So it wouldn't surprise me if pretty much everything's explained by the end of it.
I'm sure they will explain episode 40 discussion. You promised, Brian. You promised they would explain it. This is episode 40. I mean, you promised. This is like 10 spinoffs ago. They did 10 spinoffs from DC shows because how many people Felicity slept with by now? You believe it?
Over the course of a year and a half.
Even Sin got a spinoff. It was called Amber Crombie. Like, even though she knows Roy's name, she took that name. And became a hero known as Abercrombie. She just throws designer clothes at people with her lesbian haircut. What her power is she, like, she gets mistaken for a guy, like, excuse me, sir, and she's like, bam, woman, and then she kills him.
No, her superhero name could be Fitch.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Spinoff, Abercrombie and Fitch. Roy's unappreciated. He got left on the side of the road. So, anyway, that's not Dino Charge. But we got to see Kendall, you know, fish it up and fight, which very reminded me a lot of Cam because glasses. No, because, you know, we got to see Cam, you know, be capable of fighting. And this group, man, they're really into shovels.
They are.
Like, for real. Like, they love Mystery Men. They love the shoveler. I want to see the guy that likes forks, and he's just a fan of the Blue Raja. And then the guy that wants to be Ben Stiller, that's probably Coda. Coda's a huge Ben Stiller fan. Obviously. He's like, meet the pedants. That was Coda. Actual audio clip of Coda. Little fuckers. his favorite one, that was Night at the Museum. he lives it every night. He pretends to run from the T-Rex fossil.
But then, like, when Robin Williams died, he was really mad. Oh, not Pat Adams.
I really want a Nathan Museum with Coda now.
Yes, he's taking over the franchise now that Ben Stiller's not on there anymore. Oh, man, that'd be pretty great.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I don't know even how I got there. Like, Shovels took me, like, 10 steps to, like, I started at Shovels and ended up at Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. Breathe. Oh, my God. I really want that. Anyway, the episode is Shovels and
Shelby.
Robin Williams and Shelby.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's exactly what the episode was. I don't particularly know how I feel about the fact that they're like, oh, there's an Aqua Ranger somewhere. He just doesn't want to be with us.
I think that he just doesn't know. He just picked it up and said, cool, and then put it in his jewelry box. I don't know why he has a jewelry box, but I think Titus actually found it. Probably. That's actually what happened. I do like that they're shuffling things around, though. Like, you know, last episode's footage had Aunt Kylo in it. They kept calling it Ankle. Like, I swear to God, Shelby said ankle like 10 times. Oh my God, it's the ankle source. What? Ankles? Ankle formation. Power of ankles. Defender of truth.
Ankle formation?
Yes. Ankle. See, the triangle. It all ties together. It's all connected. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Aqua Ranger. I like that they're shuffling it around, and instead of getting the Ranger at the same time and like making, like specifically setting apart Aunt Kylo's debut, I hope it's a guy, because I am sexist. No, because I really want the figures. Like, even though if it was a female, we might get the figures. Like, we'll get more stuff if it's a guy. And I kind of prefer the guy version of the suit for whatever reason. So I hope that's a thing. I know there was people that thought the blonde waitress was going to be her, because they're like, oh, Aqua Ranger. And she's like, hello. She didn't say it like that. She wasn't, like, a villain. Like,
all Aqua Ranger is, hello!
Confirmed. She's blonde, and she showed up near us when we said the word Aqua. Confirmed. You know, it kind of reminds me, calling it Aqua, kind of reminds me of, just tell me what guy, what color his shirt is. Cerulean. Exactly. But I think it'll be interesting to see how they debut it, and whether they'll do the same thing with Graphite and be like, oh, another antisocial ranger that doesn't want to meet us. And then it's a really big fan of pencils. But we'll have to see. I think maybe they're going to want to introduce gold first, because it, like, the guy's OCD and can't go 7-6. He's got to go 6-7. That's probably what it is.
We can't do this way.
Maybe yet. It's just some guy freaking out, and he like works in construction, and he keeps picking up pipes, and they turn into dino sabers, and he just freaks out. He's like, hey, want to have a water gun fight? Turns into dinomorpher. I don't even know if that'd be really freaky, because Cyan didn't have any weapons, though. I'm kind of curious whether they'll have morphers. And I'm kind of curious if they use the male suit, well, they'll have to use the Spirit Ranger sash. So I was kind of curious about that when I was watching Tokyuger versus the other one. Kiryuger. How can I forget that one? Dino Charge Rangers. I was very disappointed they weren't in that movie, I'll tell you. And Daigo's ears are huge without his hair. I was like, oh my God, it's a Dustin Jackson sequel. It's not even the Foursquare one. That idea just still is amazing to me. And I'm so all over the place today, man. Two steps, the dozen checks in. I was there. Where did I start? Oh, yeah, the sashes. Yeah, Dino Charge.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, since the sounds in there, we're going to get, you know, what Talon's Ranger name in Japan?
Death Ranger.
Yes, that. Death Robert. No. Like, I wonder if we'll use the Navy suit. At all. I'm like really curious about all this stuff. Maybe we'll just use the Navy suit and skip right over the regular death one.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing how we handle it. But even more, I'm looking forward to getting toys for the Spirit Rangers. I was hoping we'd get them earlier.
Yeah,
Aqua has a cycle, so it has to be male. Females can't get cycles.
So Bandai works.
Not even, like, it's just a fact. I mean,
it's definitely interesting to see how things are going to pan out. I understand wanting to get Golden first because he's going to be part of the main team. But the other ones, I guess, could be part of the main team. We don't know what Dino Charge is going to do.
We don't know their life.
Part of the beauty right now is that we don't know what Dino Charge is going to do. Like, we knew what all the other shows were going to do.
Yeah.
We have no idea what this show's doing. And then the people that do know what the show's doing are being all cryptic. Looking at you, George.
Yeah, George. Stop winking at us. I mean, you can wink at us, but not that way. You know what I mean. Just tell us. We're your friends. Just, we won't tell anybody. Just the world. But we won't tell the other worlds. We won't, you know, contact the other timelines and be like, hey, George said it.
Broadcast all timelines.
But it'll be interesting to see when we do introduce them, like, what capacity they'll be around. Because, you know, Cyan and Graphite, or Gray, were reoccurring in Kyoryuger, but... you know, Shelby's already part of the main cast, so they'll probably essentially function as a Seven Ranger team, which Yayoi was actually around a fair bit.
Yeah, she's got the most footage out of any of them besides Silver.
Yeah, so she almost functioned as part of the core team in a lot of ways, so that'll be easy. And then near the end, Silver was essentially part of that as well. So I think they're probably trying to finagle it around the fact that those two only showed up occasionally. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wait forever because they're trying to kill the show.
Oh, yeah.
They're pulling it off the air again. I mean, it's a surprise. 5 years. 5 years now, and it's, like, still a surprise every time.
Like, seriously, I wasn't even paying attention to Twitter when, I think it was Burgundy Ranger, said that the schedule shows that the height is going to happen after Episode 8, which is in... Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. So if I remember correctly, there's no episode this week.
It's the Kids' Choice Awards. We gotta, like, everyone settle down.
Not allowed to have new episodes of anything.
Yeah, I don't know. KCAs are on in, like, 7 hours. We can't air a new episode. Why? We just said it's on in 7 hours. We gotta prepare.
it's disappointing, absolutely, because the show is so good, and I'm looking forward to it so much, but it happens. I mean, I was disappointed when Flash and Arrow went on a hiatus for like a month and a week. And I'm disappointed that I have to wait like a year for new Kimmy Schmidt. So
it's just a thing that happens. I mean, and the thing that gets me about this for multiple reasons, but is that this is now the fifth year it's happened and everyone's surprised. It's like the movie Date Night, where she's like, the kids are surprised when they have to go to bed every night. Every night it's a surprise they have to get in their pajamas. But it's like, that's what it's like if this was year one, or if they did something different every year. But it's like the same formula, so I don't know why we're surprised. And, like, I mean, there's summer shows, but every show goes on hiatus for the summer. 100 just ended its season in March. Right now it's March. 100 ended. It's going to come back in October. Walking Dead ends its season this weekend, and it's going to come back in October. Most shows right now in between around March and May, depending on their episode number, and come back between September and November. So it's not unusual. I mean, I know we're essentially breaking apart the season as opposed to breaking apart between seasons, but it's still not unusual.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to a lot of other shows, not necessarily addressing Power Rangers because I'm not sure where they are in production, but, you know, people realize they have to film, right? They can't – they have to make it and edit it. Like, for all we know, they haven't edited the back half yet.
In the case of Flash, they're like, oh, why is Flash going on a hiatus? And then Grant Gustin was, like, tweeting that they just did the ADR for the episode that started after the hiatus. So I'm like, they got to work on the show, guys.
Yeah, there was a Nathan Fillion got a question that said, how come Castle's on a hiatus? He's like, it takes us longer to make them than it takes you to watch them. I should have retweeted it. It was perfect. So for all we know, maybe they haven't finished ADR for the second half of Dino Charge. Maybe they haven't finished the special effects. We don't know. Maybe because they have the more spread out schedule, they're more lax about it. But I mean, it's just, it's a dumb thing to get upset over. Like you said, I mean, it's been really good in particular this year, and I'm going to miss it. But do people only watch Power Rangers in this fandom? Like, you know, there's more shows. Like, way more shows. Like, TV's crazy good. Like, just hop on a Netflix or a TV. Just, it's just crazy the way people get so upset about it.
Yeah, like I said, I understand being upset, and I mean, part of me is upset too, but it's what happens with TV. And I understand the base argument here is that we're stopping, like, just in the middle, like, randomly, and not, like, at a mid-season finale or anything like that, but it's a kid's show. At least
the only thing I would
TMNT.
Want. Yeah, exactly. TMNT schedule is all over the place, or like the way Ben 10's was. But the only thing I would want for it is to be stop at episode 10 instead. Not, it doesn't matter what's going on in the story, whether it's a cliffhanger or it's completely awkward, but just so it's even, yeah. Like a little OCD, like just make it
no,
even. I don't
I
care if it's random.
That. I mean, you're only fucking 2 weeks away. Like, and I guess people are saying, like, oh, there still might be a chance that the hiatus won't happen until later because stuff might be wrong. I don't know, but I hope it's wrong just because I would like to end at 10. We would have Gold introduced formally, and it would be halfway through the first season.
Like, that's so, the only thing I have is it would just make an even number, but other than that, I don't have a problem with it going on hiatus just because it's a normal practice. I mean, look how long we have to wait for Falling Skies every year, or Doctor Who. It's just a thing that happens.
And like George keeps mentioning, I feel really bad for him when I watch Sherlock.
Yeah, I love how I remember the exact phrasing, but he was like, "These wackos don't even know what a hiatus is." Like, wackos is the perfect word to describe the Toku fandom. I still like the term Toku goobers that Aerosol made. That's still my favorite. So good. But yeah, the fandom's the worst. But at least they had told themselves about the show this week. So we got good ratings.
Like, oh god, I know. They're like, oh my god, I got 2 million. Go see what girl power can do. I'm like, I don't think that anyone knew that it was a girl-focused episode before they tuned in.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, it's like not trying to be offensive to them, but it's like, there's no way of knowing. For all we know, the kids tuning in.
It has nothing to do with the fact that, like, a 90-minute SpongeBob special aired right before it.
Yeah,
no, that has nothing to do with it. It was all about girl power.
It was about the vaginas, which also ties back to the triangle, because it was a triangle is the same shape. Because they put the rulers in a triangle. It's all connected. I don't know where I'm going. Nailed. But yeah, people are dumb. I'm tired of talking about ratings, too. Why are we so focused on ratings?
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the only thing ratings matter about is, like, for the network, whether that show is beneficial to run or not. Like, in terms of the show surviving, as long as Nickelodeon gets their money, I don't really think they care how good the ratings are. Like,
the
they already signed a contract with Saban to air the show.
This isn't like one of the other shows where if it does really bad, it gets pulled. Like, they have a specific, because it's, like I said earlier, it's been 5 years. So we know that no matter what the ratings are, we've hit highs and we've hit lows, that it stays the same. I don't know why people are paying so much attention to it.
I could go online only like Korra, but Korra was an in-house production.
This one is in the backyard, so settle down.
I don't think they can contract. Like, because of the contract with Saban, I don't think they could make it online only. I think because there's a contract with an outside source that they're obligated to air it regardless. So, I don't think they can go. I mean, when the contract expires, they could go, we can do an online only deal with you or something. But they can't just go, oh, Power Rangers is online only from now on. I don't think they can do that.
It's like I said, it's had a fluctuating ratings, and if they didn't like what they were seeing, Power Rangers would have been pulled or the arrangement would have been changed long ago.
Yeah. So clearly Nick's fine with whatever's going on.
Yeah, so people need to just shut up. Shut up. You know what really got me last year was when they were doing ratings reports in the middle of summer on the reruns? Like, come on! Sit down! Just sit down. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all of your lewd behavior, Toku fandom. Just the worst people possible.
So, like, this week was honestly, like, the worst. Because we went from, oh my god, girl power episode, this was great, this was the best episode of Power Rangers in years. And then from that we went to, it got good ratings, go go girl power ratings, go, go. Yay, the show's not doomed, to the sky is falling, the hiatus is coming, Nickelodeon will cancel the show, we need the girls.
We need the girls. Oh, the Toku fandom really is the sky is falling.
This, the fandom. It is. Like, for every fucking goddamn thing, the sky is falling. Like, oh, the hiatus is starting, they're killing the show, to, oh no, Sentai's ratings are down again.
Metal Heroes are coming back.
Metal Heroes are coming back. Kamen Rider is doomed.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
Like, if there's a negative anywhere, like, whether it be, like, an opinionated negative, or, like, a financial negative, or any sort of negative, it's, like, instantaneous, the sky is falling, the franchise is doomed.
It really is. Like, it's immediately press the panic button. Like, I've never seen a fandom panic easier, and I've also never seen a fandom easier to impress. Like, all fandoms are super nitpicky and annoying, and there's, all fandoms are terrible. But, like, from what I see, so many other fandoms have such a high standard, which can be really annoying, and we can have that, but I've also seen us be, we're so easy. I'm not, but they are. Like, just the standing, like, next to each other makes the film for them.
Kendall with a shovel and everyone started flipping his shit.
Exactly. Or the ninja thing, which you forgot to talk about. The three ninjas are going to happen, and it's immediately going to be amazing because that's happening. I hate that so much. You know my feelings on that, but I just think it's funny. Like, you compare, like, these crazy, like, pages-long arguments on YouTube about Spider-Man and, like, how much thought and, like, nitpicking goes into it. And then ours would be, like, if Japanese Spider-Man stood next to Tyranno Ranger, doesn't even matter. Don't even care. Because the suits were there. Like, it's so funny how easy they are. I've never seen it like that before.
Like, does the Doctor Who fandom get wet when all the doctors stand next to each other?
Oh, I'm sure. But they're also
that,
super
that epic. Ending scene in the anniversary special, did that just make everyone, like, orgasm instantly?
Well, I'm sure there was people like that. And then there's the most annoying part of that fandom I've seen is the people that say American people ruin the show by watching it. Like, Chris is ruining How I Met Your Mother by liking it, so he's already, you know, ruined life for me. And, you know, he watched Kimmy Schmidt, and he ruined that for me with his Chrisness. No, but it's just like, it's funny to see that. Like, they're mad that we like it. I just think it's funny. Not all of them, but I've seen some. And I've just, that's another thing where I haven't never seen other people do that. Like, I've never seen, like, anybody here get mad at, like, any other country for watching our shows. It's just really funny to see stuff like that that's very specific.
It's like me getting mad at Japan for liking Dragon Knight.
Exactly.
How dare you like our show? You're the
worst.
They
had way better taste than we did. They liked Samurai.
That is true.
They didn't have so much, like, predetermined negative bias. Hey, what happened to Rick Medina?
Japan likes everything that, like, we do. Like, they like Samurai because it wasn't Shinkenju and there was Mega Modes. They really liked the Mega Modes. And they thought Dragon Knight was, like, the shit. So much that they got, like, data books and novel sequels.
And Figmas.
And high-class toys. And an actual release.
They used our Battleizer that one time. That's how they did Dragon Knight, but... it's just...
Fandoms
are weird.
Likes anything that is us, and we like everything that's them. So we should just trade.
Pretty much just trade. I want the bean paste now. No, but it's funny though because when I get to Italian, that was weird. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. But I was thinking about how I hate the people. I hate people. Let's just say that. No, but like that are like nitpicky about comic book movies or shows because it's not like this. It's not supposed to. And I hate those people because I like different interpretations. But I don't know. I sort of like that better than what the Toku fandom does in a way because they aren't as easy. Like, it's hard. I hate everything, but I don't know. I had to pick what I hate less. It's
I don't like, even know what it, you just said.
Well, it's like, when a new trailer for anything will come out, and, like, the comic book fans will be like, oh, it's not supposed to be this way. His hair's not trimmed like that. Like, they'll be super in-depth about it. And they're super annoying, and I hate those people. But I hate them less than the Toku fandom being easily impressed. Mm-hmm. Because I think being easily impressed allows the shows to do to be of a lesser quality because they can get away with it. If that makes any sense. The bottom line is everyone sucks and you should just hate everyone around you and never talk to them. That's a positive message I'm sending out to you right now. Anyway.
This message?
I just went on a random tangent, which I'm not sure if I made sense, but at least I didn't skip over to Robin Williams. I was two steps from Nicolas caging out. All right, speaking of Nicolas Cage, should we move on?
Yes.
Okay, do you need to check a schedule? You late for something?
I wanted to make sure that it was all out of my system.
Okay. Now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Yeah! Robin Williams. Nicolas Cage, no. I don't want to spend very much time on Pokemon. I just want to say that I like Gumi. That's all.
Yeah, I like Gumi, too.
I like the idea of having him on the show. It makes sense for Ash and Ash having a dragon Pokemon that he's going to evolve since Gible got fanpied.
And the Pokedex. Because it says this in the game, the Pokedex is like, it is the weakest dragon type. And Ash is like, aw.
Well, I'm going to prove you wrong.
I'm going to prove you wrong, Pokedex.
Fuck you, Pokedex. At least my old Pokedex with the tiny screen. But yeah, I don't have a terrible lot to say, but I do like Gumi. And I'm curious what Ash's next Pokemon's going to be. Maybe he'll get Charizard back again so we can Mega Evolve. I still think he should have gotten it back in this series to do Mega Evolution instead of last series randomly for like an arc where they just floated around on islands or whatever. It was like the Orange Islands, but without purpose. That's all I remember about the end of Black and White. They needed to stall for time because they went too fast.
That sums it up.
But yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on it. I didn't watch Turtles, sorry.
That's fine because I really don't have anything to say about it. It was basically just Casey PMSing.
Okay. Like John Casey?
Like Casey Jones?
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, who? Sometimes I have trouble learning.
You don't say.
Code of my life. Flash then?
Yeah.
Flash? So Flash, the character from Spider-Man, got his own show. No. But yes, this week I do agree in the sense with what people were saying and what you said about how it was a little bit less exciting than last week. But I didn't expect it to be on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Since he did stop the major crisis.
he just kind of like goes into his apartment, scoops him up and takes him to the prison.
Yeah.
Like, well, that settles that.
And then it should have ended there. Like just the episode. No. But I liked a lot of what the episode did. I love time travel humor like that, like Groundhog Day shit, where they just repeat lines and stuff. And I like stuff like that. And he ran himself back to the friend zone. I'm not sure how that works. Why would she tell Eddie about it? Why would she be such a bee? She didn't tell him last time.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not going to tell Eddie, but if you tell me again, I'm telling. Like, that's how it happened. But I liked a lot of what they did with just the time travel humor. I liked sort of dealing with the repercussions of time travel, like the idea of time sort of correcting itself. The bottom line is the lesson here is if you fuck with time, they'll send Michael Scofield and Lincoln Burrows and Kara from the Tomorrow People. So look out in her really bad blonde wig. And poor Cisco, his brother is a douche. And but Cisco got a lot of good material both weeks. He cried twice, so he cried. That bitch cried good. He cried like whoa. No, but I liked Cisco's material both weeks, and I like that conversation he had with Dr. Wells that sort of echoed his conversation in the previous timeline. Except he didn't get killed, so it was a win. A win is a win. but I liked that, and. What else?
I like how it pretty much devolved into Barry going, why doesn't she like me anymore?
I don't get it. Like, but you know what's funny is that Wells said that her feelings were probably activated. That sounds really weird to say like that by the circumstances. But it seemed to me that the reason that she realized she liked him was because he was all up on Linda, and it was the bowling that did it. It wasn't the tsunami or her dad getting kidnapped. It was the bowling. Why didn't he see this before? The bowling was the key to everything. He's a great bowler. Ask Ron. But, I mean, I pretty much saw the writing on the wall of the time travel thing was a perfect opportunity to have these really cool big reveal scenes and then wash it all away. Shows do that all the time, so I knew that was going to happen. And it's a perfect way to do it, too, to sort of give people this big moment and then pull back with time travel so that we can still save these reveals for later. But the thing I don't agree with, which is what we talked about earlier, is the lightning sickness or whatever Caitlin told Eddie.
That was so dumb.
Like, I could see Iris sort of fake kind of believing it because she's known Barry and she could, you know, but not Eddie. Come on. He's not Eddie for 5 minutes.
He walks into the cafe, and I just like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and gives him a giant hug.
Like, I didn't realize he had lightning. Like, that was like, really dumb.
I was sitting there going, what the fuck did they do to Eddie?
That's what, I thought they were like, holy crap, did he reset the timeline again?
I'm like, did he receipt?
Receipt? Did he give his receipt? Here, I want to take back that punch.
I want to take back this Eddie and get a new one.
Yeah. This is... I was like, did he change the timeline again? Is this the Eddie's timeline? What the hell happened? that was just... That was really dumb. I thought that was beneath the show's level of, like, quality of, like, explanations.
Yeah, lightning psychosis. Fuck, like, said.
Like, and how important is it for Eddie and Barry to get along? They don't have that many scenes together that are that important. Because I thought, if anything, that would have been interesting to keep it like that. So that was the only real huge
Especially
complaint
with
I had.
The knowledge that we know that Eddie's going to flip and hate Barry at some point, probably.
Yeah. You know, like, I hate you so much that I'm going to have, like, a great grandson that's going to try to kill you. This is going to take a long time to get this plan done, but, you know, whatever. My
grandson's going to be Santa Claus.
Yeah. Because our last name is, like, a thong, so we have a lot to deal with. But Santa Claus is my descendant.
Such little space that it just takes us a while. Regarding Golden Glider,
Kara.
Golden Glider or whatever the fuck her name is. I don't really have any attachment to the comic book, so her new power doesn't bother me. But in that regard, her new power is really stupid.
The gold gun?
Yes.
She loves gold! Gold power. She's actually a huge fan of Steven Skyler, which is why she attached to Cisco, since he kind of looks like Steven Skyler. Like, if you were to, like, give Steven Skyler plastic surgery, that's Cisco. Come on, they look a little bit alike. You have to admit it.
Okay, a little bit.
Well, like, when he has his long hair.
I'll just give you a little bit. Just take
you.
What you can get.
Fine.
But, like, I guess I don't particularly like it because it's not a whole lot different than the cold gun, except instead of
the
ice,
G instead
they
of
just
a C.
Turn into gold.
But it has to be, like, just looks like gold, because if it was a real gold gun, they wouldn't need to steal anything.
That's true.
They could just, like, turn people into gold and sell them. That'd be mean. Turn things into to gold and sell it. So it has to be some sort of whatever.
I understand why they couldn't really keep her actual power, which...
Yeah, I looked it up. It was, like, figure skating or something. Yeah, like, I don't know.
That would take budget that needs to go to Gorilla Grodd at some point.
There's something that... We can't blow the gorilla budget.
So while, like, I don't really care that they changed it, I just think the gold gun's a really stupid concept.
I like the actress, though, because I saw her in Tomorrow People, and I missed that show. Link, I like that... I just love that... What's his, I don't remember his real name. Heat Blast, Heat Wave, whatever, Swamp Fire. Oh, Link. I love that he... His character is the, like, over-the-top comedic version we talked about. Like, before this happened. Like, he's like, shots, fire, me, Link. Like, what was he smashing at the beginning of the episode? Like, he's just getting so mad at something.
Well, the beginning is when they beat up that cartel.
Yeah, he just, like, it just cracks me up that, like, we
like,
did this, like,
fun.
We did this parody version of Link to, like, the extreme of his, like, meatheadedness, and, like, then this is his character.
Like, yeah, this is it. This is what we always imagined.
And these people are going to be, like, in the spinoff.
That pleases me greatly.
I'm like, it's just going to be really... I'm just so damn curious about that spinoff. Like, what the hell's going on over there?
Like, I'm okay with this just because I want to see more of Captain Cold. Like, yeah. I, he's awesome. Like,
that's funny. They do make a really funny duo because Link's just such a meathead, and then you got Michael Scofield over here. Like, he still embraces, like, the cheesiness of the names, but he's got this great dry delivery that's just perfect. What else happened? Oh, Todd got killed. Fortunately, he's going to come back with a different face. Second Todd. That's how it happens. And then Tale of Two Iris' bosses is going to be amazing. And then he's going to go over to another show, but then they're going to recall the rights to his character. He's going to have to become a character that was James Franco at one point. That was all true. But anyway... I'm sad to see him go just because I like Todd. I'm like the only person who's like super excited to see this really minor character. Everyone else is probably like, oh, hey, it's a news guy. I'm like, oh my God, it's Todd. But I like how that was like the thing that set Barry off to suspecting Wells in this timeline. Like, I don't think he did it. It's fine. He killed Todd. Son of a bitch is guilty. He doesn't kill Todd. Don't even know what his real name was.
Of a bitch is guilty.
I forgot, actually, when he met him in this episode, I forgot that he met him in the previous episode. Like, I remember him meeting him, but I forgot it was part of the next timeline. So I felt like Barry in that moment. He was like, oh, how you doing, Todd? And he's like, the fuck are you? Where's your scar? Where'd your scar go, Todd? But that was pretty funny. It was another time travel humor scene. But it's definitely going to be really interesting now that he's sort of onto him to see where it goes from here. I think it's funny that, like, the episode ends with, oh my God, Wells did it. And then the next episode's like, ah, Mark Hamill. And he does really campy shit. So, like, I'm curious how it's all going to tie together.
Campy shit.
That's what it's like. Well, it's funny because both shows have done that in their previews where they'll end on something that's like super important to the main plot. And then the next episode will preview something really episodic, but then sometimes it ends up tying together. So we'll see, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how things pan out now that Barry's actually onto him. And thankfully Cisco's not dead.
Yeah.
Anything else to say before we move on to Arrow? Right. So, Arrow. This episode is very confusing. I felt it was very uneven.
It did a lot of things I like, and then it was just kind of there the rest of the time.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of elements I liked, but it just, like, the pacing of it and the structure was weird. Because usually when Diggle gets a focus, and, like, he usually has, like, a team thing where he got the Suicide Squad or something going on, and when that happens, he usually takes the bulk of the episode, and then, like, Oliver becomes the B-plot. But this one was, like, they were both trying to be the A-plot, and they were fighting for it. So, like, I didn't expect that. Like, I expected it to be Diggle-focused, but then, like, all the stuff going on with Oliver was kind of important.
Diggle? So, Diggs wasn't even important. Like,
well, but, like, the amount of time spent on it.
No, I get that. But, I mean, when it was, like, the episode started with, like, his goddamn wedding, you'd feel like he would be the center focus of the episode, but it was mainly about Deadshot and then Oliver and Company.
Well, that should be the name of the show from now on. What's funny is they made such a big deal, not a big deal, but they mentioned Diggle and What's-Her-Face's wedding this whole time, and then it was like a two-minute scene. Shaw officiated. He's going to be in all the photos. They're going to have to Photoshop him out. It's going to be super annoying. Sorry, I got really distracted. So I was thinking about how good Laurel looked in that dress randomly. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And the flashbacks for Deadshot were really weird. They, like, tied it together with a PSA about, like, not hitting your kids after you come back from war or whatever. But the thing was is that I'm fine with that backstory, and I sort of like we got a little more on him. But it felt really weird, and also, like, it was way over the top. Like, I could see him, like, manhandling her or maybe punching her or something, but, like, when he pulled out the gun, I felt it was over the top. Like, why would he have that? What are you, in Alexandria and The Walking Dead? What the hell? And the poor kid just wanted the damn peanut butter sandwich. Like, you didn't get me the Meteor Driver. I love that bit. Now, pulls out my husband, he's got a DN driver. Please come quick. I don't think he's really dead. He seems too important to kill off.
Yeah, I doubt it somehow. Like a faked my deck. My deck?
I faked my deck. That wasn't your real deck? No, this is the real duel. Dark Magician! Dark Magic Attack! I don't know why Deadshot is Yugi. Deadshot's been Yugi this whole time? What? That means Diggle's Kaiba. This was so random.
Faked his death to be free, but if we know Waller at all, she'll just find him.
I like how the Suicide Squad is just Deadshot and Cupid.
Everyone else is gone.
Like, the thing is, the one dude that was in Firefly blew it up. He got blown up last time, and Tiger was there. And I was like, I don't remember him dying when I was reading a review for the episode, and apparently they killed off his character in the Arrow comic. In wow. Arrow 2.5. That's weird. Because I would have liked to seen, like, I know we had Diggle and his wife in the episode, but, like, the Suicide Squad's two people. Come on now. Maybe it's because they're doing the movie, and so they're like, you can have as many people. You can only get two of them. Now the Suicide Squad is Cupid. She's just going to rename it the Cupid Squad.
That's why they killed Deadshot, because he's not Will Smith.
The next... You're not Will Smith, so you don't deserve to live. The next time the Suicide Squad's on, it's not even going to be called the Suicide Squad. It's going to be called Cupid and the Stupids. It's going to be perfect. But I like Cupid. She's kind of campy and ridiculous, but I like her because she's Mary Winchester. But I just think she's amusing to watch, and I liked her. And I thought she was kind of a good fit for the Suicide Squad before it was like two people. Mm-hmm. And it kind of fits that teased role of Harley Quinn that's never going to happen. So I hope that if Deadshot comes back, they keep those two and then possibly add at least one more person if we do the Suicide Squad again.
Bring in Captain Boomerang.
Yes, exactly.
They can pluck him from the cell.
I thought you were going to say they could bring in Captain America. Like, I don't think that's going to work.
That'll be perfect.
But then on the other side of the episode, a lot of shit went down. Oliver's being framed by a bunch of arrows. And Ray found out about his identity by running a facial scan.
He cheated.
Yeah, total cheater. Everyone else had to work for the reveal, bitch. But that was some really interesting stuff. I'm still not 100% on the Adam suit, mainly his face looking like Marshpillow. I had to admit, the effects for the battle were pretty damn good. I mean, yeah. The effects on Flash are pretty great for TV, but I mean, this is sort of a very Iron Man-esque thing, and they looked pretty damn close to some of the Iron Man stuff we get. I mean, not quite as good, but it was definitely believable. And the fight was neat to see, and I thought it presented an interesting conflict, and I thought it was also a good moment for Oliver to essentially be the bigger person. He not only totally owned him... Ray got owned like three times in this episode. First, Diggle threatened him at the top of the episode. Then he got totally lawyered by Laurel, which I'm going to coin the term Laureled. And then Oliver like hit him in the knee, took an arrow to the knee, and he got owned. And then Oliver's like, no, I'm the way bigger man, and I'm going to get Felicity in eventually because you're leaving, unless you take her with you. I don't know what's going on, but bye. And
she's not leaving. Like there's no way she'd be leaving.
Yeah, there's no way. That trio is like way too important. And then poor Roy. Dude gets electrocuted and left there. I'm sure there was a scene that probably got cut for time, but how awkward is that though? Like Oliver just walked off, leaving Roy, like possibly dead. For all we know, Roy's dead. They had a funeral scene they had to cut out. He's not in the show anymore.
They keep going, someone's not going to make it out. Well, spoilers, it was Roy. Yeah, he's seen it already.
I think it was what it was is he was mad at Roy for thinking the super suit was cool. He said, he built a super suit? Cool. I was like, well, I'm just going to let you get electrocuted later then, Roy.
He's going to leave you like here. He'll wake up and be really fucking confused.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see. I also wanted to see the scene where Ray had to walk home in the suit, like it's really heavy, just clunk, clunk, clunk. And he's not going to have a peppy little kid sidekick like Tony had in Iron Man 3. He's going to have to work this alone. Nobody likes you, Shaw. You're like Booster. as much as I have this bias towards Shaw, and seeing the fight with him is making me look forward to seeing him in action over on the spinoff. Mm-hmm. I think, because there are things I like about him. I think he's kind of a douche in this episode, but he's got his likable moments. And I think once we get him away from this environment where he's almost an antagonist, I think I'll be able to enjoy him a lot more.
Yeah, I at least want to see him fight alongside them closer to the finale.
Yeah,
and then I'm sure they'll do crossover. Oh, I'm gonna go protect this city because they don't have a dude.
Yeah, they don't have a dude over there.
You've got like five dudes, so I think we're
like, they just keep showing up by the second. And they'll definitely be crossovers and stuff like that later. And like when Arrow and Adam will probably cross paths later when they're in different shows, which I won't have a problem with. But it's just like, I don't know. There's something about the context of him. I think it's because he's in such a similar role as Shaw was. I mean, since he's playing a hero, he's not going to go Shaw. But I mean, in terms of like the placement of him being between essentially Chuck and Sarah again, it's just I'm on the defense always around him. Yeah. Arrow. I don't know what to say. I just say the name of the show and hope something happens. But there was a lot of cool things that happened in that episode. I liked the Arrow and Adam stuff. I liked parts of the Diggle story. It was just very oddly structured.
They want to make you think that Maceo shot Felicity.
Yeah, he didn't. She's still alive. I've seen the PaleyFest promo. It's kind of like how I knew Adam wasn't going to go full-on villain because I saw him in the Flash promo where he was like, "Hi, I'm Ray." I'm like, "Get out of here, Shaw." or like how I knew Cisco was still going to be alive because he hadn't interacted with Laurel yet. He's going to get Laureled too. Hashtag Laureled. what else? Anything else? But he did shoot the mayor. She's like, "Look, I want to know, is the arrow..." The poor mayors in the city keep dying. Like, anybody, like, Oliver's mom was mayor for, like, 4 seconds, and she was killed. Sebastian Blood, I think he died. I don't know, did he leave or did he die? He died. Wait, regardless, he didn't hold the job.
This bitch, she died?
Yeah, so next bitch will die next season. But next episode looks pretty good. All the episodes look pretty good. I've never been like, next episode looks like trash.
This is like the one set of shows where I can definitely say that. Like, even like the worst episodes of these shows are still pretty great.
Even the worst episodes are better than the entire state of Japanese Toku at the moment.
Truth.
Because at least there's always potential of Felicity getting someone a spin-off. Oh, that was like a random
hashtag burp. Tooth.
Hashtag Felicity's golden pussy. So that's why she can't ever interact with Golden Girl or whatever her name is, because then she could actually make the pussy gold, and then it would be like movies, like not even spin-offs, like full-on movies. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm creating mythology around Felicity's genitals, and I don't feel comfortable anymore. Other comic shows, iZombie. I don't have a lot to say
than it was pretty funny and Rose McIver is great in the show.
Yeah, like it's a really fun show. Like it's just a really entertaining show to watch. It just really makes me happy after I watch it. I don't know how much they'll balance it later because we're really early on, but I liked this episode. At least it sort of balanced the ongoing mystery with the story of the week. And I liked the idea of a way that they can keep the story of the week format interesting is by having her take on the personality traits of the victim.
Yeah,
that was really funny this week. And
it was like butter.
Yeah, And she's like randomly starts flirting with that guy and holding the hands of that one girl and painting. And it was just, I think that's a really clever thing that they do. And I think that'll make each week entertaining when they do, if they do more, or if they do have more heavy story of the week formats. It's just a really neat way of doing it. And then we got villain zombie guy, who's clearly a villain. He seduces MILFs and then makes them zombies. That's his plan. He's like, my evil plan is to make an army of MILF zombies. So you're pretty much screwed. Because no one's going to expect it. And you know what? How did he... what I'm curious is, did he do it from the sex? Because when I thought that, I'm like, oh shit, I hope that she doesn't have sex with her boyfriend, because then he's going to become a zombie. Because sex zombies, it's not transmitted through bites anymore, it's transmitted through sex fluids.
I don't know how it's transmitted exactly. I mean, is it like a disease where if it's like blood through blood, or like can you like spit in someone's mouth and get it? I don't know how this works.
Like, you know, it's implied essentially it's from the drug, and then she got it from being scratched by him. So, like, I was wondering, like, did he bite her? Did he scratch her? I mean, they had sex. Could have been rough. Did he drug her when, like, they were together? Or was it the sex? That would be an interesting twist. But, yeah, it's a very enjoyable show. I like it a lot. I like that the doctor, her partner in the morgue wanted to tag along. He's like, I should be there because of the gallery and the open bar and the models. yeah, I like the show. It's a good episode. I liked it. I was gonna say there's not anything else to talk about, but we forgot last week to talk about Transformers, and Kiefer
forgot about it this week too.
Kiefer attacked us. He was like, "I'm never talking to you again if you don't talk about it." His words exactly. This is an official statement.
That was a quote right there.
I'll let you lead it off since I'm like a jibber jabber that will not stop, and I might end up with Rob Williams again.
Just, I know there's access to a lot of the episodes on the internet somewhere. I'm just going to watch them as Cartoon Network airs them. So that being said, week before, we got the first two episodes in an hour special. Now the episodes are airing at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays. Oh my god, Cartoon Network is killing the show. So that'll be a thing that I DVR, obviously, because fuck being awake at that time. But yeah, it's
good morning.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. You know how many times I watched that watching the last season?
Yeah, I know.
Of Ben 10. God, that was
I just
awful.
Thought about early that was episodes the darkest
timeline. It wasn't bad. I know that the show is going to go in a very episodic direction with the Decepticon of the Day. Sort of thing, but that being said, I like the cast of characters. Will Friedle as Bumblebee is amazing.
Yeah.
Which I knew from the Beast Hunters, Predacon Rising, whatever the fuck that movie was called.
Beasticons Rising?
Yeah, exactly, that was it.
Predacons Beasting?
Predacon Bestiality? I don't know.
Yes!
That was
Bestiality Rising. Vital title.
So that makes me really happy, just because he's amazing and Bumblebee's amazing, so it's like doubly amazing. Strongarm's interesting from that kind of rookie perspective, and then you've got Sideswipe, who's just a jackass. But I'm cool with that. And then Grimlock, like...
The stereotypical Grimlock, green character.
Grimlock has a history of pretty much every fiction he's in. He's just kind of bumbling around going, me, Grimlock, king and shit. And or you get the rare occurrences where Grimlock doesn't have a speech impediment and he's just kind of like a big jackass. But now you've got this Grimlock that, like, I'm so used to, like, the caveman-esque speak. I'm thinking Coda over here. And he starts talking like he's just, like, a stereotypical black guy. And so I'm like, well, this is different. And I don't mind different. I think it's kind of neat. But it completely caught me off guard, because I didn't know, like, how anyone sounded in the show outside of Bumblebee. And so, like, he just talked, and I'm like, whoa.
It's like Code all of a sudden speaking perfect English. Instead of being like, that's a museum?
You're Grimlock? Okay. And Fixit's little speech problem is going to get irritating fast, but I don't mind Fixit. He's kind of adorable.
I want a little toy of him.
That being said, Underbite was a pretty entertaining first Decepticon. I liked him quite a bit. Mostly, I love the Decepticon designs in this show. Like, they're so weird. Like, they're all kind of beast-like, which I dig. All their robot modes are, like, kind of bestial, and then they still have a vehicle mode. So I think that's really neat. So, like, Underbite was, like, this, like, dog thing, and then he turned into, like, this weird car tank thing.
Because when you put up, I'm like, oh, he's going to have a robot mode? When's he going to transform? He transforms, I'm like, oh, we're just a little car. All right.
And so I like that take on the Decepticon forces. I don't know what caused that in particular. Because, I mean, by the time of Prime, like, half of Cybertron was, like, decayed. And not, like, the rider, but, like, the actual term.
Yeah.
And Megatron was like, Decepticons are no more. I'm a nomad. And he just flies away. So I don't know what happened to cause that exactly, but apparently the rogue Decepticons are...
Still curious about the timeline of, yeah, like...
I forget. I think it's been said how long the gap has been, but I don't remember what it is.
Because, I remember I mentioned that to you, and you thought I was talking about, like, in reference to where is the Autobot cast, but I was thinking about where are their human friends from the first series.
Yeah, I have no idea how long. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
This series is very much... it's just like the fourth movie in the Transformers was to the third ones, where it's in the same universe, but it's also new at the same time. I think it's kind of funny that... I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it's kind of funny like that, because I'm sure there's people that, you know, if you don't follow behind-the-scenes stuff, watching the movie and thinking, where's Sam... And this one, I'm like, well, where's all the guys from Transformers Prime? I mean, I think it would be neat if they showed up at one point, if they're not dead, if it hasn't been hundreds of years.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Other characters from Prime will appear in the show's second season. I don't know whether it's the humans, but...
Yeah. It's not like it's hugely important, but Bumblebee did have that little bond with that little dude.
A little dude thing.
Yeah, I don't remember everyone's names. Bumblebee's all I need to know. But I think that it's very much kind of a generic show. I did enjoy the pilot. I like the different take on things. Like, I like that we have an unconventional lineup. Like, Optimus is my favorite, and I love him, but I'm glad that we have something different, and he still has a presence. With the Decepticons too, which is honestly unfortunate. In the fact that this show is looking to be more episodic, and that doesn't mean that I won't enjoy it sometimes. But I think it's unfortunate if, like, a really unique setup like this is wasted on a Monster of the Week format.
Yeah,
because I like the characters. The unique lineup would be really neat to see in a more structured show. But there's still a lot of cool things. I like Will Friedle as Bumblebee, as we said, and I like getting to see a more leader-y role for Bumblebee, because, you know, for the majority of the past better part of a decade now, or almost a decade, Bumblebee's been beep, boop, 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 beep, in the movies and then in Prime, and then we had animated where Bumblebee was just kind of a annoying little dude. It's not that I didn't like animated Bumblebee, but with the exception of him, it's all been, you know, beep, bop, boop Bumblebee, which I also like that version. I'm amused by it, but I like seeing a more competent version of Bumblebee. It's just a nice change. I like the art style. It kind of reminds me of the Tron animated series. And it's really weird that it is a sequel to Prime, and like I said, it's kind of like the third and fourth movies, or the old movies to the fourth movie. It's just this weird relationship to it. But I like that they kept it. I think that's neat, because people can watch this without ever seeing Prime, and it doesn't matter, but you have this level of investment because you did watch Prime. I think it's kind of neat. I know that they said, like, they alluded that the Avengers cartoon that airs now could be tied to Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but I haven't seen any evidence of it. It could, like, from the first episodes I saw, it could very easily be a follow-up to Earth's Mightiest Heroes or the movie. So it's, they did a better job of tying it together here. Grimlock's, I hate that
Grimlock's voiced by a Cyborg. That makes me happy.
Didn't he voice a couple characters in did he voice Hornblower, didn't he?
I believe so.
Is that him? Yeah, because he voiced a couple different people because I got him confused in Young Justice. But yeah, it was enjoyable. I'll keep watching it. I'll keep up with it. Who knows? Maybe it'll take us by surprise in like second season. It'll like get amazing and episodic or something. Not episodic. What do you call that word? Serialized. I was thinking breakfast. What's the word? Eggs. It'll get eggs. Pancakes. Whatever.
I don't know how long the first season is. There's 13 known episodes. I don't know.
In the last episodes.
How long it goes beyond that. But it'll be interesting to see. It's made me want a couple more of the toys, but I haven't bought any. I'm collecting Legion class figures, and that's good enough for me. So
I have to be more selective. I'm running out of room, but after I watched it, I was looking up some stuff. And it's not like I'm clamoring to see the next episode, but I hate that they air this, and then you have to wait for them to re-air them before we get to episode 3.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It's annoying. But it'll probably be kind of like our iZombie and Pokemon discussions where we just kind of mentioned a few bullet points. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Transformers.
Burr, burr, burr,
robots burr. In your thighs.
Oh, God.
That's really gross.
That took a turn.
It did. These usually do. All right. No Facebook question this week because, honestly, I'm going to put it up when I feel like we're ready to read that week. This wasn't a reading week, guys. We didn't brush up on our Hooked on Phonics, so we got to hook that phonics?
Hooked on Phoenix?
Yes, Hooked on Fallopian Tubes. That's really gross. Let's get out of here.
Because now it's time for final thing is MP3.
M3P.
Final things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
M3PO.
The second mention. But there will be a Facebook question either next week or the week after. Basically, that's why it's called Whenever-ness. I made up rules so I can do whatever the hell I want. So, man, we're so professional. We really know how to treat people right.
You know it.
Bong!